Good afternoon. Thank you very much for the organizers of this conference. I'm very happy to be here. After 15 years ago, the Berlin Wall was still here. And now we enjoy freedom because the very first day yesterday, I went to the western part of Berlin, and there is another conference center there, and people say, I just joked, if there is a Berlin Wall is there, and I know, then I will not miss this conference center. But freedom is really good, and I would like to say we have now, with the development of internet, we have a virtual society, the so-called information society. Many dreams of our ancestors, such as socialism, such as internationalism, or because there is a Karl Marx alley not far from here, or communism. Maybe some of the good aspects may be realized on the internet, I mean the information society, the freedom and the freedom of speech. Maybe we can realize that, we can work on it. That's me, I think yes.
Oh, that was wrong.
I think this is the last page, and excuse me. During the recent 9 years, I did something on open access free scientific journals. One of them, the earliest one, is the chemistry journal Molecules. It is run by an organization, international organization, based in Basel, Switzerland, called Molecular Diversity Preservation International. At the very beginning, because in pharmaceutical industry, people started to do high throughput screening, and they need many chemicals. So I founded a journal, Molecules, ask authors free to publish, and the readers can read it free of charge. But the authors gave us some chemical samples, and we can distribute the chemical samples to have some profit, to have some income. So that's the idea, started as an open access journal. And at the very beginning, we collaborated with Springer Verlag, and we published online edition. Now we have more chemistry journals, and also some journals other than chemistry. We have some of them listed here. We also have open access electronic conferences. The first one we already started many years ago, and this year we are running the seventh one. We are running all these journals, particularly Molecules, very seriously, and we have been supported by many top scientists, chemists. We have 8 Nobel Prize winners sitting on the editorial boards of MDPI Free Access Journals. Molecules, it is a journal of chemistry. As I mentioned, it is experimental chemistry. It is open access, free online access, fully refereed. It's the scientific quality. We just keep the quality high. English corrected by English-speaking chemists with English as the native language, fully covered by indexing companies like Chemical Abstracts, Science Citation Index, Medline, and other indexing databases. Started in 1996. Actually, we started in 1995, and we prepared, and here you go, and we started in early 1996. Now we are running volume 9 this year. The website is here. open access works. So we continuously running molecules already 9 years. Why it works? Because scientists would like to have a high publicity, and they would like to support open access. Open access have many, many more people which can quickly and conveniently access. And the open access, the free access means we even do not have a password to control the access. Even the password, we can put a password there, and the password can be just free. It's also listed, but now it's without a password protection. Now we can mirror our journals in many, many countries. Our journals are mirrored at in the United States, in many European countries, and in Asia, in China. The cost is very low because we just produce it, the electronic file, and upload it. That's it. The publication of scientific papers can be done by scientists themselves, the so-called do-it-yourself. Layout can be done by the word processor, by the authors. Peer review, of course, done by scientists themselves. And the publishing on the internet, it is very easy. I know how to do it even 9 years ago. So we can do it. We also tried to promote free access to the scientific information. In particular, at the United Nations famous conference, World Summit of Information Society. My colleague, Dr. Mukwit Francis, he worked very hard on this project, and we went to the to all the pre-conference, preparation conference, and the final conference last year. Four times, all together, four or five times, we went to all these conferences, and we are trying to have a more general goal, more general purpose. It's open access to scientific information. I would like to mention the financial support about our activity. Publication fees can be paid by authors and their research institutes. Normally, it is 500 euros paid by the companies or the universities, the research institutes. But if some individuals have to pay, the authors themselves have to pay, they pay, sometimes they pay nothing or pay what amount they like to pay. And for molecules, the first chemistry journal, we can ask the authors to submit chemical samples. Of course, we also, excuse me. We also receive some grants from some foundations, and like Solos Foundation and the Open Society Institute. My colleague, the following speaker, he is the director of that famous institute. The authors from, normally from my experience, authors from developed countries, they normally pay publication fees. But the authors from China, from some other countries, they normally do not want to pay. But if the scientific quality of the articles are acceptable, we publish first. And if they don't want to pay, okay. That's the situation. We also developed our own e-publishing system, a free e-publishing system, online submission, online paper review, peer review mechanism can be realized. Online, just put your comments, and online publication and the table of contents can be listed directly from the database as a website. Online discussion, afterwards you can make comments. Now there are already 7 scientific journals there, developed by a project in collaboration with a Chinese university, the Ocean University of China in Qingdao. The Qingdao was the former colony of German. It's Qingdao beer. It's has its German origin. It's very famous in China and in many Chinese restaurants in European countries. That's the Ocean University of China is in Qingdao, a coastal city of China. I also we also have an idea to have to archive some published scientific papers, just to have original documents archived there, and put the abstracts there and the author's email address there, so that you can online you can send online requests, ask the authors to send you reprints. And for this reason, I also ask the indexing companies like Science Citation Index to add authors' email addresses there, maybe websites. But the email addresses are everywhere. They should include this. I went to American Chemical Society conference 4 years ago. I already asked them. The title of my lecture was. Add email addresses to the indexing database, but so far they none of them did this to my knowledge. So if the email addresses can be added, and if you find the email address I'm interested in the paper from what I read the abstract, the title of the paper, I would like to have it immediately. I just sent an email to the author. Please offer me a reprint. Maybe you can receive it very quickly by fax or by mail or by email. This is some other project, a larger, a more ambitious project, but I'm very happy many, many people now are realizing this, including the group from England. My colleague will talk about it. At this session, and the reprints and the preprints means some papers not submitted to scientific journals. It can be archived so that it can be people can read it and make comments and make improvement. Recently, I'm talking about chemistry. So recently, Elsevier, the scientific publishing giant in the world, stopped its chemistry preprint server just 2 weeks ago. So to my knowledge, we are still, we don't have other alternative. So maybe some non-profit organization or government agency or some university professors can take over this project. It is very interesting because physicists and mathematicians, they have very successful preprint archives. Reprints means after publication. Some papers published 15 years ago can be available and free of charge among scientists. When somebody asks me for reprints, I will normally send them, I always send them free of charge. So this is a way of free access, free science. Because if somebody asks me for reprints, I never to say, please pay me some money before sending you the reprints. The practice is send you for free. Very thick review papers. Let me mention what I think about the the open access or free access of science, why it works. Mentality first, because scientists would like to have to share their ideas, to share their knowledge, to have the, if they have done something interesting, have some achievements, they would like to have high publicity, or to put it in a simple way, scientists want to be famous, and they would like to give away their scientific information free of charge. They would like to have many, many copies of so-called preprints or separated copies distributed worldwide free of charge. The second is feasibility. Publication can be done by yourself, so now you can put it into, submit your paper into some archives preprint or some online libraries on the internet. And as I mentioned before, so we can do it, the publication process can be done by ourselves. I'm a chemist myself. And the publication cost can be a little bit, because it is low, it can be included in the research grant. It will be part of the research. The scientific research is very costly, and we just add a little bit of cost for the scientific publication. It's even if some paper published and we collect €500, it is still very, very low, because commercial publishing companies, they normally now, they publish every page. Its subscription fee is €1 per page. And if some scientific publisher publish a scientific journal, 1 year, one volume, 10,000 pages, the subscription fee will be €10,000. And if this journal is distributed worldwide, thousands of copies, then they can earn, one journal alone can be a business, can be can earn millions, tens of maybe 50 or 10 million to 50 million euro for one journal. And the publishing company Elsevier publish such kind of journals, hundreds of such kind of journals. So they are, the scientific information, what was published, what have been published, is our scientific information created by scientists. And if the library has to pay this, the library belongs, for example, chemistry library. The chemistry library must have the money from the total sum of the money. Quite a large part of that grant goes to the library. That means it's still the same. Chemists or scientists must pay. So if we support open access, and if we practice open access journals, and the authors pay somewhat cost, it is much, much lower than the real cost paid by the scientists to publish some journals in some standard paper printed journals produced by the companies. So it should work. And finally, to say morally, scientific research, as I have already mentioned, paid by the society, owned by the government, or by some agencies, owned by the society. It is simply not correct if the copyright is manipulated by private publishing institutes. Scientific information is different from literature, or in my opinion, at least. I don't. There are many very interesting arguments. Even movies, even music, should be free. I agree with it. And because in the history, people are dancing, people are singing, everyone can sitting around can enjoy it free of charge. Scientific information, at least as a scientist, it should be free. It's costly. It is expensive to get scientific results. The so-called scientific information, it should be open access, easily accessed and shared by the whole society, by the whole world. I would like to say I'm very grateful to my full-time colleagues, editorial assistants, Dr. Ji and Dr. Gong in my Chinese editorial office in Qingdao. And I hope everyone, if you go to China, maybe there are many German students and scholars here. If you are in China, you should visit Qingdao, because you will find many buildings. It's constructed by German soldiers almost 100 years ago. And in China, you find many Volkswagen. Maybe the people's auto in China, everything is People's Republic, and now we have people's automobiles running, produced by Volkswagen, many of them. I think almost 50% of the cars running on the streets are produced by the German company. Hope if you are in Qingdao, please visit my editor office. You can find the email address and give us a call. We will host you. I also would like, now it's like this. For every journal, I have an editor. Myself, I become a publisher. And the editors, they are taking care of the manuscripts and publish them, and even correct English, doing layout. And I have my colleagues from all over the world, from Canada, Derek McPhee from Canada, a chemist from North America, and Michel from France, Dr. Nechinsky. I'll call him Jesse. He's from United States, originally from Poland, and Dr. Shoni. He's from Germany. We have other. Also, generals started recent 2 years. Yes, we have some organizations. University, Ocean University of China in Qingdao, host and provided two PhD doctorates working in my office, and I also have five other people, all together seven, working there, and NSTAR. A university in Paris, University of Basel, provided a server, hardware, and the internet connection free of charge for already 9 years. And the Swiss government network, Switch, scientific network, also provided us very large hard disk space for us to do a backup, online backup. So we have been very grateful to all these agencies. They provided their support free of charge. That's my contacts. If you are in Basel, please visit our office. But our office, our online virtual website is better. Thank you very much for your attention.
Okay, thanks Xu Kun for that interesting talk. He only forgot to mention one fact, that is due to the former German presence in Tsingtao, which he mentioned, they even have decent beer there. So, but are there any questions related to his talk? There's one.
Thanks, very interesting to to see how this develops in other sectors. This must be terrifying for the commercial magazines, Elsevier, and whatever parallels there are to the free software movement, we can see how Microsoft has reacted in many different ways, aggressive ways, to attack the free software movement. So I wonder how is Elsevier and other commercial academic journals acting upon what you are doing here? And that's a question I would like you, the others of you, to bear in mind as well. It would be really interesting to know something about.
If we are running it in a very large scale, if we are really publishing many, many papers, hundreds to say thousands of scientific articles per day or per month, then they will be not very happy. They will be angry. They will be defeated, and we will win. But unfortunately, our electronic journals, our scientific journals, are growing, expanding, but the process is very slow. So the number is increasing, but we need support. We need understanding. We need simply support. And now, because I'm not very good in management, but I have some very good friends help me to do public relations, apply for grants. That's my colleague, Dr. Francis Mugi. Hopefully, we can improve it. And I need a secretary in Basel, Switzerland. I'm living there. And if I fully dependent on the income from running electronic journals, I cannot survive in Basel, in Switzerland. So now I'm still running. My family is there for myself. But there is still all kinds of ways to win. For instance, now I ask many, many professors to be editors. The professors, they have their position already. They have their salary. They just one professor run one journal or a section of a journal and ask graduate students to help. Then they can publish many, many papers, even free of charge for authors. The readers are free to read, and the authors are free to publish. If we create many, many journals in this way, I'm doing this now, because now I find myself as a publisher, but I don't know to do really much. So just a little bit of management. Hopefully, we need to upscale, to expand our activity. We need to create on all the main subjects, create new online free access journals and publish high quality, seriously publishing, following the scientific publishing procedure, and we will win. I think we will finally win.
Okay, there's a second question there.
I'd like to add to that question. I'm following the discussion for 2 or 3 years now. And I think one of the key facts that the journals, open access journals, as you have now demonstrated with your molecules, are not so widespread, are that I think high publicity, as you told us, does not relate to scientific quality, and many people are still stuck into these publisher monopolies about quality, ensuring quality in scientific research. Then your arguments are totally feasible, I think, and I think Stephen Harnett may well add to that quality discussion, it's just that comment to add. I think most people here coming from the free software movement may understand your arguments. Free access relates to high publicity, But you have to to have in mind that many scientists are stuck to these traditional publishers, and that's a hard way to spread the message. Yeah.
That's a very interesting and general set of questions, in fact, and I think it would be useful to postpone that discussion until after Jean-Claude's and Stephen's papers, which probably will shed some additional light on questions of quality and the relative importance of electronic journals. And I think, therefore, we should now give to Jean-Claude.